This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. This month, the first inpatient treatment program for internet addiction opened in Bradford, Pennsylvania. It's a 10-day program that involves a thorough search for internet-connected devices, a 3-day quarantine, and, hopefully, a cure. There are more and more documented cases of internet addiction in the U.S., affecting everyone from gamers to online gamblers. Dr. Kimberly Young runs the program at the Bradford Regional Medical Center. Hello, Dr. Young.
Hello.
So are there certain things about the internet and the way we use it that sort of fuel these kinds of addiction?
Well, I think for those who become addicted, it's less so that they're getting addicted per se to booking hotel rooms or making flight arrangements online. It's really about gaming, chat rooms, social media, virtual communities, the ability to become somebody else online, to look beyond what they're doing in terms of their real life and creating kind of a fantasy world online.
Your center is the first of its kind. How can you treat this kind of addiction?
You know, once a person's admitted to the program, then they follow the steps, if you will, going through initially a 72-hour detox. Sometimes this is the first time somebody's been in detox from their digital equipment in a long time. There's certainly the nuances where we're teaching moderated use, controlled use. It's like food addiction. It's about making healthy choices for yourself related to computer technology.
Can you tell me about a few of the patients without naming them and what their particular form of addiction has been?
Well, I would say in the early 90s when I started this, it was a lot of chat rooms and porn. You know, AOL was very popular, and so it was tons of marital problems. Then by the late 90s, it was like day trading. By 2000s, it was things like eBay came on the scene. By mid-2000s, it was social media. And games, though, have been throughout. So I think those have been the most widely spread kind of things that I've seen.
What do you think the biggest misconception is that people have about internet addiction?
Well, I suppose that it's not as serious as other addictions and like, oh, if they're, you know, into drugs and alcohol, that's worse than some of the behavioral addictions, gambling, sex, food, internet. And I think it just depends on how it's affecting somebody's life. So that's probably one of the biggest misconceptions that, you know, the internet's this benign tool that's all good. I don't think anything's all good, nor is it all bad. It's just one of those things where now we've looked at it and we don't know a lot about its long-term impact and effects. And if you start too young or if you do it too much, what that's going to mean.
Dr. Kimberly Young is the director of the Internet Addiction Treatment and Recovery Center at the Bradford Regional Medical Center in Pennsylvania. Dr. Young, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.